بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، in our previous class we had began a portion of the work of Kitab al-Tawheed, where the author began clarifying the affair of the hearts, أعمال القلوب, the actions of worship that proceed from the heart. And he began with the foundation of that, and that is al-mahabba, love. And in reality, al-mahabbatu hiya aslu al-imani wal-islam, to love. This is the foundation of the deen, the foundation of al-Islam, the foundation of al-Iman, to love Allah and to love what Allah loves and to love for His sake, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the perfection of that and the completion of that is to also have enmity and to dislike and have disavow for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to dislike what he dislikes, and to hate what he hates, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for his sake. And in this manner, the iman can be complete. And it has been reported authentically on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Man ahabba lillahi wa abghadha lillah, man ahabba lillahi wa abghadha lillahi, wa a'ata lillahi wa mana'a lillahi, faqad istakmala al-Iman." That whoever loves for the sake of Allah and he hates for the sake of Allah, and he gives what he gives for the sake of Allah, and he prohibits others for the sake of Allah, and some wordings likewise, wa ankaha lillah aw wazawwaja lillah, and he gave in marriage for the sake of Allah, then verily he has completed the faith. Faqad istakmala al-Iman. So the perfection of the faith is in this affair, and the foundation of the religion is in this affair, and the reality of the deen and a person's piety is based upon the amount of love he has in his heart for Allah Azza wa Jal and his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whenever that love is stronger, then the obedience is greater, and whenever that love is weakened, then disobedience will enter into the life of an individual accordingly. وَلِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. So this is the foundation of faith. And we have seen in our previous class that the issue of al-mahabbah, it is not all one type, nor one level. And likewise, based upon that, it's not all one ruling. It's not all one ruling. And there are types of mahabbah and love that are considered worship, and there are other types that are not considered worship. And each one has a ruling that is suitable, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated. And we have seen in the previous class that this main category, or these main two divisions, it is al-mahabbatu allati tata'alaku billah wal-mahabbatu allati la tata'alaku billah. That there is a type of love that is related to Allah, and then there is a type of love that is not directly related to Allah. In our previous class, we had discussed the issues with regards to the first category, and we'll review them very briefly, just as a reminder, and then continue, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, to complete these categories in this class today, insha'Allah ta'ala, when we ask Him for His success and for His aid. So the type of love that is related to Allah Azza wa Jal, likewise, we had seen in our previous class, it is more than one type. The first one is mahabbatullah, to love Allah. And this is the foundation. This is the foundation. It is mahabbatul ubudiyyah. And this is the love of servitude and obedience, and the love of worship, and the love of humbleness and humility, which necessitates obedience and compliance to the command of Allah with humbleness and love and with hope and with fear. And this is mahabbatullah. This is mahabbatu Allahi Azza wa Jal, loving Allah. Loving Allah. The second category, which is from the love that is related to Allah, al-mahabbatu lillah, aw fillah, to love for the sake of Allah, and to love for the cause of Allah. And this means to love what Allah loves and whom Allah loves. This means to love what Allah loves and to love whom Allah loves, and to love everything that Allah has commanded and everything that Allah has encouraged, whether in His book or on the tongue of His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Likewise, the third, or after this, the third category, al-mahabbatu ma'allah. Al-mahabbatu ma'allah, to love along with Allah. To love along with Allah. And this one is to love along with Allah. Likewise, as categories. And the first category is the love of ubudiyyah, to give that love that is the right of Allah Azza wa Jal to other than Allah. And this is major shirk. And this is major shirk, like the pagans and mushrikun in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they love their idols in the manner that they love Allah. And we will see the evidences that the author, he mentioned with regards to this, but we go through it briefly. So to love the love of ubudiyyah, to share that with other than Allah, this is major shirk. The first one is ibadah in its deen, mahabbatullah. And likewise, loving for the sake of Allah is an act of worship and is a requirement for the completeness of faith. As for loving along with Allah, then this is impermissible. Rather, it is major shirk if it is the mahabba of ubudiyyah, the mahabba of ubudiyyah. He loves something from this creation. The way that he loves Allah, and he complies and he submits with humbleness in the same way that he would submit to Allah, he shares that with other than Allah, then this is major shirk. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. The second type of love along with Allah that the people of knowledge mentioned, it is to love something that Allah dislikes. To love zina, or to love alcohol or drugs and the likes like this, to love it. And the likes, then this is has the ruling accordingly. It is a major sin. It is a major sin to love alcohol or to love the actions of disobedience. This is lesser than major shirk. This is lesser than major shirk. Unless if he were to love shirk, for example, or to love the religions of falsehood and the likes like this, then this would be major shirk. But if it is to love some of the things from the muharramat, from that which is impermissible, based upon a desire, hawa fi nafsihi, then this is not major shirk. And this is not major shirk, but it's a major sin. Accordingly, if he loves the major sin, then it's a major sin. And if it's lower and lower, it goes in this manner, and Allah knows best. The next category that we discussed is to love someone who disobeys Allah. To love someone who disobeys Allah. And if it's a disbeliever, and if one were to love him for his deen, then this is likewise major shirk. This is likewise major shirk, to love a disbeliever for his deen, for his steadfastness on his religion, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, upon his religion, deen al-kufri, like Christianity or Judaism or Buddhism, whatever the case may be other than al-Islam, then this likewise is major shirk and disbelief. But as for loving a disbeliever, a natural type of love, then we will see the issue with regards to this. And a person, he has not taken account, he has not held accountable for this type of love, al-hubb al-tabi'i, the natural type of love that is ingrained and created inside of a person, in his fitrah, that Allah created him with this love, and he has no choice or control over it, and he does not gain it or earn it, then he's not held accountable for this, even if it was for a disbeliever. This will come in the next category, inshallah. As for loving a Muslim who was disobedient, like someone who was a fajr or fasiq, or someone who was a mubtadi', then he has the love accordingly. Then if he's a Muslim, he has the foundation of love. But it is known that some people, it can be gathered inside of one individual. And some people, they have inside them khayrun wa shar, sunnatun wa bid'ah. They have inside of them good and evil. And they mix. They have along with them ta'a. And also they have ma'asiyah. They have foulness, and also they have aspects of goodness. They have some sunnah with them, and they have some innovation with them. So they will have love accordingly. And they will also have the disavowal, and they will also have the hatred accordingly. So one person, It could be a requirement of our religion upon us to love him and to hate him at the same time. To love him and to hate him at the same time. If he is a Muslim, he will never be hated entirely. And he will never been, he will never have an entire disavowment. But we also clarified in the previous class that in this situation, the love, although that it is there, it may not be shown to that person. It may not be shown to that person for a maslaha. For a maslaha. If he is somebody who is an innovator, then in the heart there, we will not treat him like a kafir. But at the same time, we will not show him love. At the same time, we will not show him love because he's upon innovation and the likes like this. So it will not be shown to him. And likewise, the people of evil and the people of sin and apparent and outwardly transgression and disobedience, then as well, and according to the qawaid and the principles of the deen. But this is just the issue to clarify that nam, we love them. He's a Muslim, it's incumbent to love him, to have love for him, according to his Islam and according to his obedience. If he has innovation with him also, it's incumbent to hate him and to dislike him and he accordingly. So a believer, he will not use his emotions and desires and go overboard with regards to this affair and hate and consider a disbeliever or consider any an innovator like a disbeliever. That this is extremism and ghulu and the deen. And he will also not consider him like a pious and righteous Muslim who is steadfast upon the sunnah. This is also negligence and tasahul and the likes and the religion. But rather, he will love him and hate him accordingly. As for the love, it will be displayed any according to the qawaid of al-masalih wal-mafasid. Al-masalih wal-mafasid. But the origin is you don't show them love. You don't show them love. It's there, but you don't show that to them because of their disobedience and because of their transgression and because of their innovation and the likes like this. So these are the types of love. Then after that, there was one other category, and that is to love something that will cut somebody off from the love of Allah. To love something that will cut somebody off from the love of Allah. Like a man, he loves a woman until he becomes preoccupied with that, and he is negligent with regards to some of his obligations. The woman and the love of this woman has preoccupied him from his deen or from learning his deen or from fulfilling some of his obligations and the likes like this, and it or caused him to fall into something that which is impermissible and to disobey Allah. Then this is not major shirk, and he did that based upon a desire in his heart and whims, and he not based upon the love preferring. Definitely there's preference there, but not any from the asl of the mahabba. He did it because of a desire in his heart. Then also this is deficiency in faith and a sin, no doubt. But it's lesser than shirk. It is lesser than shirk. It's very important to be able to differentiate between the issues that cause a person to leave the religion and the issues that cause a person's faith to become deficient. But he's still a Muslim. These are from the most important affairs, especially in our days whenever the people of desires and whims have spread many doubts in the hearts of the Muslims, and these doubts lead to bloodshed and they lead to chaos and corruption and fawda and the likes and much evil and foulness that comes back on the layman specifically and on the ummah in general. Waliyadu billah. So these are the types of love that are related to Allah Azza wa Jal. After this, there is another type of love, and it is the love that is not related to Allah Azza wa Jal. And also this is categories. The people of knowledge, they mention it is three categories. The first one is the natural love. Al-hubb al-tabi'i. Al-hubb al-tabi'i. To love food, to love drink, to love sleeping, to love the affairs of the dunya, to love to have wealth, to love to have a good home, to love to be comfortable, and to love the affairs of the dunya. Like this, then this is something that is normal, something that is natural. And a believer, he's not held accountable with regards to that and in the beginning of his affair. And originally, he's not held accountable for these affairs. He loves to eat, he loves and prefers this food over that food, and he desires it, craves it, he has love in his heart for that type of food. This is not blameworthy. This is not blameworthy if it's halal, yani. If it's halal or drink and the likes, all of these affairs, they're permissible. And that's something that is ingrained in him. The second type of love which is not related to Allah, the people of knowledge, as I mentioned, حُبُّ الْإِجْلَالِ وَالشَّفَقَ حُبُّ الْإِجْلَالِ وَالشَّفَقَ, and in the love of showing honor and respect, and also the love of showing mercy and kindness and pity. And this is the love of a father for his child, and the love of the child for his father, the likes of this type of love. So the fact that the child loves the father, this is حُبُّ الْإِجْلَالِ with ikram. He loves the father, he respects him, he honors him because he's his father. And this is how Allah has created the people, that a child loves the father, and the likes like this. So he's not held accountable for that. So even if a child, if a man or a woman, a Muslim, had a father who's not Muslim and he loved his father, he's not held accountable for that. This is not the type of love that would decrease his faith or his iman. This is not that type of love. It's a natural love. He loves his father because he's his father. He loves his father because he raised him, and Allah made him the means for his existence. And so this is something that is normal, and it's called al-hubb al-tabi'i, natural love, natural love. When we say the word natural, we understand Islamic understanding, correct? People in America, they say the word nature, mother nature, or natural. Sometimes it comes to the mind of some people that it happened, yani coincidentally, or so on and so forth, mother nature, waliyadu billah, that's called ilhad, yani atheism. So here what we mean naturally, meaning that Allah, he created that inside the individual, it's there, and it's ingrained in his soul, and he did not bring it about. He did not gain it or earn it or obtain it from something outside of himself. Rather, it's in his soul, it's in his body, and it's in his mind, it's in his heart, already there, ingrained. So therefore, he's not held accountable for that. Likewise, the father, he loves his son. This type of love, they mentioned that is called حُبْ الشَّفَقَ, الشَّفَقَ وَرَحْمَة, the type of love of pity and mercy. And a man, he loves his child. And this is natural, likewise, that he loves his child and he hopes good for his child, and it hurts him to see his child in harm or going through trouble or suffering and the likes like this. And because of his love that he has for his child, this is a natural type of love, and he's not held accountable for that. Even if he had a child, waliyadu billah, that was non-Muslim or that was disobedient, then he loved that child, then he's not held accountable for that. He's not held accountable for that. We'll see that any the istithna'at, any with regards to this type of love, inshaAllah. And the third type is called mahabbatu al-ulfa wal-khulta, yani the type of love that you have when you mingle and mix with others. And the mahabbat arufqa wa suhba, of companionship and friendship. Whenever you deal with others and you travel with them or you have relationships with them, and the likes like this, many times you will find that you have love for those people based upon your companionship with them and your experiences with them. And likewise, this is a natural type of love, like a man for his friend or his companion and the likes like this. This is a natural type of love, and it's normal for him like this. And also for a man to love his wife and a wife to love her husband, and he from the companionship that they have and the experiences that they share. This is a type of love that's not related to Allah. It's not related to Allah. And this is natural and normal. This is why we find that it's permissible for a Muslim man to marry a disbelieving woman from the people of the book with the known conditions. Although in these days, many people of knowledge have mentioned it's not recommended because of the mafasid that come from that. But just to know with regards to mahabba, then it's allowed, and that man can love his wife, but he will also hate her at the same time for her deen. And that's the case. Likewise, the one who has a father or a son, accordingly, the love will come accordingly, and he will also have hatred in his heart based on any, for the sake of Allah, will go back in into the first category. And in that case, he will love the natural love, but at the same time he will have allegiance for Allah, and he will hate what they're upon from disbelief. And that hatred will be based upon the love of Allah. And therefore, he will not cooperate with them upon their sin and upon their religion and the likes like that. But at the same time, he will have love and he for his family that is natural in this manner, or his companion or his wife. so on and so forth. So on and so forth. The fourth type of love, which is not related to Allah, is mahabbatul ihsani ad-dunyawi, to love based upon some goodness somebody has done, some worldly goodness. Somebody does some good to a person and the worldly affairs helps him out of difficulty. He is in difficulty and debt. Somebody will come and aid him and make intercession for him or pay his debt for him. Or for the life, for example, Shaykh Suleiman, he mentioned Hafizahullah, somebody who was ill. May Allah cure the Muslims and protect us from the evils. But if a Muslim was sick and then he had an operation by a non-Muslim doctor and he performed it properly, he performed it well by the permission of Allah, it benefited him, and then he had love in his heart and respect for that doctor after that, then this is something likewise that is normal. This is called al-ihsan al-dunyawi, mahabbatul ihsan al-dunyawi. So then he will have some type of love for that man, for that good that he brought to him and did to him. Then likewise, he's not held accountable for this. But likewise, it is not held accountable for this. But the author, he mentioned it in the very first verse, and the very first evidence with regards to this is the verse in Surah At-Tawbah. And we will study this, inshallah, in the class to come. But the issue here is to love these affairs is permissible so long as one does not prefer that love over the love of Allah. So long as one did not prefer the love of any one of these affairs over the love of Allah. To love a type of food is permissible. But if one were to love it so much that he could not resist and he ate in the daytime of Ramadan because of his love for this food, his love for this food carried him to eat in the daytime of Ramadan, then now it would not be a natural type of love or a normal type of love that is not related to Allah, but rather now he would have transgressed the limits with regards to the love that is related to Allah. And it caused him to go beyond the boundaries. And it caused him to go beyond the boundaries. Or like, for example, we've seen the one that cuts him off from the love of Allah. And this is the affair here. That if he were to love his wife, for example, until he disobeyed her. He loved his wife so much and she encouraged and can't be satisfied with a regular home. She has to have a house and he can't get that except with interest. And he does that. He does that for her. Then this is now causing him to transgress the limits. This is now causing him to transgress the limits. So these loves here, or these types of love here, they're confined or restricted, and they'll be any permissible and ja'iz and allowed so long as they do not carry him to transgress the limits of Allah. So long as he does not prefer the love of these things over the love of Allah. How can somebody know whenever he has preferred or whenever the love of the dunya has taken preference over the love of Allah? What is the point of decision to determine whether the love of Allah any is greater or the love of some affairs of the dunya? That's it right there. Whenever there ever comes a situation where there is a choice to do one or the other, when there comes a situation to do the love in the heart is calling for an affair of the dunya, and there's the obligation of Allah Azza wa Jal, or the prohibition of Allah Azza wa Jal. And there's what the soul loves and then what Allah loves. Whenever there's conflict between the two, the reality of how strong that love is shown now. So if a person, he were to, at this time, although he loves this money, although he loves this wealth, although he loves this affair from the dunya, he loves this woman, whatever the issue may be, he loves his child, he loves his son, he loves his home, he loves his property, and he... whenever this is in opposition to the love of Allah, what Allah loves, if he prefers what Allah loves over what his desire is calling him to, now he has preferred the love of Allah. And now the love of Allah is strong in his heart. But whenever he prefers over the love of Allah one of these things, and he leaves off an obligation or falls short in that, or he perpetrates a prohibition and the likes, and because of one of these things, now this is the deficiency in the love of Allah, and this is deficiency in Iman, and deficiency in Islam, and deficiency in Taqwa, and his istiqamah and steadfastness upon the straight path. And if we remember these words, although they have specific meanings when they're mentioned in this context here, they're the same thing. It's the deen entirety. So the deen entirety is loving Allah. The whole deen is loving Allah. Naam? The whole deen is loving Allah Azza wa Jal. Every other love that is permissible or worship is based upon that. And no one is loved for the sake of that thing or that person themselves. No one is loved any لذاته except for Allah Azza wa Jal. For their sake, except for Allah Azza wa Jal. Not even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To love Prophet Muhammad for the sake of Prophet Muhammad is major shirk. To love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam لذاته shirkun akbar. This is major shirk. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he has mentioned this and clarified this, and it can be found in Majmu' al-Fatawa, that he has clarified this, that no one is loved for the sake of that thing except for Allah. He is the one who is loved for his sake. And everything else that is loved is love for his sake. Everything else that is loved is love for his sake and his cause. Beginning with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the greatest thing that has the greatest love in the heart of a believer is Allah Azza wa Jal. And after that is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he does not love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam the way he loves Allah. Rather, he loves Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the sake of Allah. He loves Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the sake of Allah. And after them, the angels, al-mala'ik al-mukhawwal anbiya, and the likes like this, and we love them for the sake of Allah. As for Allah, we love Him for His sake, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the love of Allah is greater, and the love of Allah is the greatest. And the believers, they love Allah. So there are other type of categories that people of knowledge mention. I mean, this is the main category in the greatest any detail that I have come across, so that we can understand these affairs. But there are other types of categories also that would help any shed light on the understanding of this issue. Why would it be important to go into detail on this issue? Because it's the foundation of the deen. It's the foundation of the deen to love Allah. To love Allah. It's in the heart. To love Allah, al-imanu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rasulihi wa yawmin akhir. Naam, wal-imanu bil qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah ma'buda al-ibadah hiya al-mahabbah. Aslul ibadah al-mahabbah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. This requires love first and foremost. Tayyib. So another type of category to understand this issue. And the type of love that conflicts with the love of Allah. The type of love that conflicts with the love of Allah. So this type of love is any type of love that would cause a person to fall into that which is impermissible. To perform an action that is haram, or to leave off an obligation or a commandment. This is a type of love that is conflicting with the love of Allah. And we have seen that's called before, al-mahabbatu ma'allah. Loving along with Allah. This type of love is at different levels, right? There's shirk and then there's sin, major sin, and so on and so forth. So this one is accordingly. But this is the type of love that conflicts with the love of Allah. This is the type of love that conflicts with the love of Allah. Whenever the faith is strong, the heart prefers that which Allah prefers. Whenever the faith is weak, the heart prefers whatever the whims prefer. The trial and the test is at that moment. The trial and the test is at that moment. Whenever there's conflict between the two. Somebody has an opportunity to make a lot of money, and then he finds out that there is interest in the money, or that there is some type of impermissible contract or the likes like this. In any case, it will require to him to either perform batil or to agree to it. Yani in order, any falsehood and something that is impermissible, then at this time, this is the test. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. This is the ibadah here that we've been tested with. This is an example of that. So if he prefers the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, he will turn away from that. He will turn away from that big amount of money. He will turn away from that, seeking the love of Allah and fearing the punishment of Allah. But if he was weak, then he will fall into that. He will fall into that. So here, this is the determining factor. So this is the time of the test with regards to the love. So these all, they go back to the love, to loving along with Allah. Then there is the type of love that does not conflict with the love of Allah, and that one is the love that's not related to Allah. Eating and drinking and the friendship and the companionship and the husband and the wife and the so on and so forth. But this love could turn into a problem when it causes a person to prefer that over the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla, to prefer that over the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sahih. There are other categories likewise. We just read them all. Sheikh Suleiman, as I mentioned before, he mentioned all of these. Hafidhullah Ta'ala. Another type of category, the love which is considered ibadah. And this is the love of servitude and worship, and we have seen that. And then the other type of love is the love that is ibadah. There's a love that's considered ibadah, it's worship, and the love that it is ibadah, that it is worship. Now, what's the difference here? The love that is ibadah, and in hub or mahabbatu al-ibadah or al-ubudiyah, wal mahabbatu hiya ibadah. The love of worship and the love that it is self is worship. The love that is worship is the love of Allah, the love of Allah. That's mahabbatu al-ibadah or al-ubudiyah. Then there's al-mahabba hiya ibadah, the type of love that it is worship. نَتَقَرَّبُ بِهَا إِلَى اللَّهِ. To love for the sake of Allah, to love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to love the commandments of Allah azza wa jalla, to love your brother for the sake of Allah azza wa jalla, to love good for the Muslims. Like this one is the actual ibadah. Whenever in your heart you love that your brother, he got married to what is a parent, a righteous sister, your heart yafrah, your heart rejoices for him, you're happy for him. Because he's your brother in Islam, because you know good about him, he prays with you, he follows the sunnah with you, so you love him for the sake of Allah and you're happy for him for the sake of Allah. That's ibadah. That's a great act of worship. Loving the Prophet, you hear about the sunnah, you didn't know it before, and you hear about it and you love it, and you want to follow it because it's the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's his sunnah. This is ibadah. Loving his sunnah is ibadah. Any that you seek nearness to Allah by way of it. That you seek nearness to Allah by way of it. Loving the companions. Love Abu Bakr. Why? For Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu. No, because he is the most beloved of the people to the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after his daughter. After his daughter. We know the hadith. They said to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من أحب الناس إليك؟ قال Aisha. He said, who is the most beloved people to you? He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha, radiallahu anha. Thumma man qala abuha. Her father. Her father. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So, then you love Aisha. And we love Abu Bakr. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so we love them. نَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِحُبِّنَا لِلسَّحَابَ. We seek nearness to Allah. وَبِمُوَدِّدِ قُرْبَى بِهَا أَتَوَسَّلُ. Ibn Taymiyyah, he mentioned in the Lamia, by loving the relatives of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we seek nearness to Allah Azza wa Jal. We seek nearness to Allah. We love Abu Bakr, we love Umar, we love Uthman, we love Ali, we love Aisha, we love the wives of the Prophet radiallahu anhum jami'an, all of the companions, we love them, and we seek nearness to Allah Azza wa Jal by loving them. We seek nearness to Allah Azza wa Jal by loving them. So this is the other division here. We understand that? Mahabbatul ubudiyyah and mahabbatullah. المحبة هي عبادة أو هي يعني عبودية. This is to love for the sake of Allah. And so we see that loving for the sake of Allah, and you draw near to Allah by way of that. You draw near to Allah by way of that. You draw near to Allah by way of that. After that, there's the mahabbat al-umur al-dunyawiyya, to love the affairs of the dunya. This one is originally mubaha. It's originally permissible. Permissible. Anybody have questions with regards to al-mahabbah? Inshallah, in the next class we begin reading the text. Hopefully, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us understanding in the deen. It will be clear now to be able to differentiate any of the rulings in these affairs. We'll discuss the issues of al-mahabba and that which stems from that, from the ahkam, al-ahkam al-shar'iyyah, and that which is shirk, and that which is lesser than that, and that which is permissible and allowed. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.